Eastern DRC is an area which has been marred by conflict and displacement for the better part of the past 20 years. It's a very volatile area. This new displacement pushed the overall figure of displacement in Eastern DRC to over 2 million people. That is the highest number we have seen since 2009.
Is it clear where these people are going, or are they just being displaced internally, or are they crossing borders?
Both. They are being displaced internally. We also have lots of reports of several thousand people who have gone into Uganda, which has exceeded the capacity to respond to their humanitarian needs there. The UN system in Uganda has therefore asked for some support. From OCHA, we have released about $6.9 million as an injection of money to that urgent life-saving response. Now, this is only a fraction of those who are actually displaced. We do not have an exact overview where they are or what their conditions are. Why? Because of the insecurity. So the key concern for us and the key thing that needs to happen on the humanitarian side is for the people who have arms, who are carrying out the fighting, to understand that just because you have a conflict and people are shooting each other, it doesn't mean that it's lawless. Also, conflict has its laws and rules. And one of those rules are that humanitarian organizations have access to those in need. So we don't have an exact overview. It's something we're trying to establish with the organizations who are still there.
We do understand the UN peacekeeping mission in the DR Congo is increasing its presence, especially in the city of Goma. This does not give you any reassurance that you can be able to access those who are being displaced?
Any development that helps to secure the access to civilian population is welcomed. It remains to be seen, to be confirmed, if that actually gives us the access that we need. But it is a good sign.
How long do you think it will take before you are able to access these people who have been displaced?
That is conditioned by what goes on in the field. It's very, very hard to say. What I can say is that the humanitarian organizations, be it United Nations, be it the NGOs, they are still there. They're in North Kivu. They have not left. They are not able at this point to fully implement and deliver the aid that they want because of the security situation. We are ready. We are ready to go in and help as soon as conditions allow. When that will happen, that is not really for us to predict. I simply cannot predict that. We are hoping it happens, of course, sooner rather than later.
There are fears the M23 are going to attack Goma soon. They have made the threat. Is this of concern to you? Because there are a number of camps for the displaced around Goma.
That is correct. Any action taken by any military party is of concern because it may trigger further displacement. It may aggravate the humanitarian situation. So obviously we want peace. That's what we want, so that we can get to the people in need and we stop this downward spiral of violence, displacement and humanitarian need.
Are you in touch with the rebel groups or any of the groups to tell them that you need access to those who are fleeing the fighting?
In general, we will put out our messages about access and about any armed group, to respect the rules and the laws and the instruments that we do have as humanitarians, which allows us to get to people in need. So we will talk to any armed groups in order to obtain that access.